All right, as I mentioned, we're going to spend the top of this part of the hour by talking more hockey. We are joined right now by an NHL Network analyst. More than 14 years in professional hockey, he helped lead the Carolina Hurricanes to the 2002 Stanley Cup Final. He was a second-round draft pick in 1993. You can watch Kevin on NHL Network's NHL Tonight, which is airing live before and after every game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. My guest is Kevin Weeks. Kevin, great to have you back. How are you?
Thanks, Romy. Great to see you're back, too. I know you enjoyed some much-needed downtime, so I'm sure you're recharged and refreshed. I'm feeling good.
I feel great, Kevin. Thanks for saying so. All right, so a lot to talk to you about in the NHL right now, but let me start with this. Kevin, what was your reaction when you saw Toronto's Nazem Kadri do what he did in Game 2 against Boston?
Low-percentage move by Nazem Kadri. You know, somebody that I know from back home, being from Toronto originally, but I've known him since he's come into the league. He's got a lot of skill, tons of talent. This Leafs team is stacked, as is the Boston team. And, you know, he's slotted right now as a third-line center. He scored 32 goals last year, only 16 this year. But he's a very, very important piece to this Leafs team because he has the skill of a top-six forward, but he's not afraid to play in the playoffs. And the Leafs aren't a team that has that much sandpaper in their group. So by having him there, he plays a critical role on this team, especially based on this matchup with the Boston Bruins that are the more powerful, more physical team. And what he did the other night was just unacceptable. I mean, it's just a poor play choice. I know that some things had escalated during the game, and he felt that he had gotten meat earlier. I know that he was coming to the aid, or so he thought, of Patrick Marleau, courtesy of a hit by Jake DeBrusk, which is a clean hit. But at the end of the day, you need to have that emotional maturity. You need to have that, and especially anytime, but especially in the playoffs, when you're being counted upon. And as Scott Hartnell and I said on NHL Tonight on the NHL Network, literally following that game, you're looking at the guys in the locker room, to the left, to the right, straight across from you. You're looking at the trainers, the coaching staff, the entire organization. And one thing when you're in a dressing room, it's a heightened level of accountability. How do you let the guys down? I mean, we've all made mistakes. Guys have, you know, done things that aren't necessarily the best decisions. But in a critical time in the Stanley Cup playoffs, in Game 2 in Boston at the Garden, it's just a play that you can't make. And that must have been a long plane ride back up to Toronto. I know it's only an hour flight, but that must have felt much longer for Nazem Kadri because he certainly let his teammates and his staff and the coaching staff down with that poor decision.
Kevin Weeks joining us. Well said. Now we're talking about him getting ejected for a cross-check. When you look at what he did in last year's playoffs against Boston, which earned him three games, and now he does this, in your mind, what is an appropriate punishment then?
For me, first of all, yeah, you just laid it out, Romy. He's a four-time repeat offender. He's been suspended four times in his career. And if it's me and I'm running player safety, I'm handing out 20 gamers like they're candy, just like they're Pop-Tarts or Sweet Tarts or Sour Keys or Nerds. That's what I'm doing. And in this specific case, it'd be a 10 for sure. It'd be nothing less than a 10 because clearly there's a higher rate of recidivism here, right? This is the fourth time he's already been suspended. And now this will end up being the fifth time. So clearly he hasn't learned. And I don't know, but to me, a lot of that stuff, I go back to it. Like a lot of that stuff, there has to be a higher level of accountability. And, you know, the club can do so much. The league can do so much. But I think a lot of that just starts from within. And, you know, it's got to be on his parents, too, to be able to say, listen, son, like, it's embarrassing. You can't do this anymore. Because the first four times that you've been suspended by the league from player safety, it hasn't worked. And now, you know, you don't want to have these types of stains and these types of blights on our last name, so to speak. And the same thing on the team. Like, somebody on the squad, and I know for a fact, having played with Brendan Shanahan, with the Rangers and the Devils Hall of Famer, who's the Leafs team president, I know for a fact Shandy's had conversations with him. So at this point now, to me, those conversations need to get a lot more serious and intense in nature. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see if they start, being the Toronto Maple Leafs, mulling their options as to what to do with him on a go-forward basis come the offseason, because this is just irresponsible.
I was going to ask you about that, but you just answered it. Exactly right. Kevin Weeks joining us. All right, so the Islanders, Kevin, beat the Penguins in overtime in Game 1. Since then, they've outscored them 7-2. They've got a 3-0 series lead. How impressed have you been with the way they've handled their business thus far?
Super impressed. Literally, I just got back to the house in Jersey from Long Island. You must have a tracking device in my car. but literally, just got in the door. But in saying that, I mean, the fans of Long Island have been great. You know, I got to start with the team. Honestly, Lou Lamoriello, and I would probably say Jim Rutherford of the Penguins, ironically enough. I played for them both. They're two of the hardest working senior management people I've seen in hockey, without question. And Lou Lamoriello specifically with the Islanders, I mean, between him and Barry Trotz, they've literally transformed this franchise since the summer. And I, having played for Lou, I know a lot of the old school family values, old school Italian values that he brings to the table: accountability, professionalism, team first, collective, you know, all those different things. He brings that to the table, and he's been able to impart that on that team. So has Barry Trotz and the entire coaching staff. What they've done so far this year, Romy, is nothing short of miraculous. This is a miraculous transformation. That's in the absence of John Tavares, who's now playing with the Leafs. What a year. But it all comes back to the attention to detail. It does. And I got to say this right now. Barry Trotz, who won the Stanley Cup last year as head coach of the Washington Capitals, for a lot of you football fans out there, he's having a Bill Belichick-esque impact on the New York Islanders right now. And certainly with them being the best defensive team in the league and them shutting down the Pittsburgh Penguins, which are a three-time Stanley Cup team with Sidney Crosby at the helm as a player, they've been able to neutralize them. And I think that's a testament to the players, of course, and the staff, the different players I've talked to on their team. But I think a lot of it goes back to the credit, too, with Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz. It's been amazing.
Kevin Weeks joining us. I think that Belichick analogy is very, very good. Now, as long as we're talking, Kevin, about teams on the verge of sweeps, then you have what Columbus is doing to Tampa Bay and what they've done to them in the first three games. I know the Lightning were down a couple of key players yesterday, but how do you explain what we've seen so far in that series?
You know, when they were here the other day, last Friday or two Fridays back, the Blue Jackets against the Rangers at the Garden, I went to the game, had a chance to speak to different people. JD, John Davidson, their president, Yarmo, their GM, coach, Torts, everybody, players. And I said to those guys, listen, if you guys play your style, and their captain specifically, Nick Foligno, I said, if you guys play your style, you guys can match up with Tampa. But you got to play your style. And they're doing that to beyond. I mean, they're playing a responsible game. They're playing from the middle of the rink out as opposed to from the out in. That allows them to defend much better because, you know, Tampa's an explosive offensive team, to put it mildly. Tampa was a record-setting, record-tying team for most wins in a regular season with the 95-96 Detroit Red Wings by way of Tampa's season this year to finish first overall in the league. We know how stacked Tampa is. We know how deep they are. But the Jackets are doing a great job of defending. They're physical. They're playing. They're taking away the time and space from Tampa to be able to make plays. Tampa can't get to the areas of the rink that they're comfortable to generate offense. They're also hammering them on the forecheck. They're owning the boards. And quite frankly, Romy, they're more intense. And this is why people don't understand. I say this all the time. You always have to respect your opponents, number one, and this is why they play the games. We can pontificate. We can speculate. We can do all kind of late. None of it matters until you get out there and perform. And I'll tell you one thing. After that first period in game one where Tampa came out gangbusters and then they started feeling cocky about it, they're like, oh, we're good. We're good, fellas. We're good in here. We're good. They let their foot off the gas pedal. Back came Tampa. They stormed all the way back. They won the game in overtime. Or sorry, back came Columbus. They won that game in overtime. They haven't looked back since. And Columbus, quite frankly, just wants it more. They're more dedicated. Tampa is the deeper team. Columbus is the team playing with the deepest level of commitment in this series so far. That's why they're up 3-0. Sergei Bobrovsky, their goalie, has been awesome. Matt Duchene's been tremendous. Panarin's been tremendous. And I got to say, Torts has done an awesome job with them so far this playoffs.
Studio analyst for NHL Network, Kevin Weeks, former NHLer, joining us for a few more moments. Torts has done an amazing job. Saturday, Kevin, I saw you tweet that when it comes to coaching vacancies, Patrick Waugh should get a look. Break that down. What makes him such an effective coach?
Yeah, thanks, Romy. The big thing for Patrick Waugh, obviously his playing experience is arguably second, and really second to none, only to Marty Brodeur, who bests him by most wins ever in the history of the league for a goalie. But Patrick has won. He's been a winner. He was the Jack Adams winner in his first year, which is coach of the year in the NHL, his first year in Colorado as a head coach. But what I also like about Patrick is he went back to youth hockey. He started coaching in youth hockey with his son, like Pee Wee Bantam, I'm talking, like driving up and down in a minivan and coaching, and before going to coach in Major Junior in Quebec, in Quebec City with the Quebec Ramparts, and then coming on to coach the Avalanche. I thought he was great in his first year. I think a lot of guys in that group needed some maturing to do in that second year, and consequently, he ended up parting ways with the Avalanche. But I feel his grasp on the game, I feel the fact that he's innovative, He's gutsy. He's passionate, and he works hard. He understands and knows and lives what it means to win, obviously at the NHL level with the Avalanche in Montreal, but also at the major junior level with Quebec. He's helped develop players that are currently in the NHL now that played for him, like Radulov, who's playing in Dallas right now, Anthony Duclair, who's in Ottawa right now. He's helped develop those players, and he understands today's player. And he's got that jam. He's got the name recognition. I don't really think that there's any blemishes. If I'm a team, I know that he hasn't been referenced publicly. I see that we're looking at a lot of potential coaches in terms of a lot of the more notable names that people would expect. But I think that Patrick Waugh is an amazing candidate. And another person I think that'd be a great, great candidate is Ralph Kruger. He was the chairman of Southampton in the British Premier League, in the English Premiership. Soccer, yes, as in football. But a longtime coach, coached in the NHL. He coached Team Europe at the World Cup of Hockey up in Toronto 3 years ago and led Team Europe to the final against Team Canada. And he was incredible with that group. Very measured, very professional. So those are two potential coaching candidates that haven't been getting a lot of public play in terms of name recognition. But on the basis of the ability to do the job and their quality as people, I think that they're being highly underlooked, if anything, right now, let alone overlooked. They're being underlooked right now.
Kevin Weeks, our guest. Remember, you can watch Kevin on NHL Network's NHL Tonight, which is airing live before and after every single game of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and NHL Network analyst and more than 14 years in professional hockey. Kevin, so good to have you back, man. Really appreciate you, and I appreciate the conversation. Roby, thank you.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks to you fans that tune in and watch us on the NHL Network. And one quick one, Kendall Coyne of Team USA's World Cup winning, World Championship winning, I should say, Team USA hockey women's team. Kendall Coyne will be joining us in studio on the NHL Network tonight, all the way back from Finland from the World Championships. She might have some champagne in her eyes, but that's okay. It's earned. Make sure you check us out tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
100%. Okay, then. Kevin Weeks joining us. Make sure you check that out. Always good to watch them do their thing.